Welcome to Echoes of America, bringing you voices of literature, voices of vision from the American tradition. Robert Frost was born in California in 1874, but moved to New England at the age of 11 after his father's death. After 20 years of trying to make ends meet, he moved to England in 1912 to begin writing poetry. He was noticed by Ezra Pound, who strongly promoted his poetry in the United States. After returning to the United States, Frost lived a successful life as a poet and professor. Robert Frost wrote natural, simple, folksy poetry during a time when writers were praising obscure and difficult writing styles. Much of his poetry is set in rural New England. Others describe and discuss scenes from nature. The following two poems by Robert Frost, Mowing and The Tuft of Flowers, are related. Mowing. There was never a sound beside the wood but one, and that was my long scythe whispering to the ground. What was it, it whispered? I knew not well myself. Perhaps it was something about the heat of the sun, something, perhaps, about the lack of sound, and that was why it whispered and did not speak. It was no dream of the gift of idle hours, or easy gold at the hand of fay or elf. Anything more than the truth would have seemed too weak to the earnest love that laid the swale in rows. Not without feeble pointed spikes of flowers, pale orchises, and scared a bright green snake. The fact is, the sweetest dream that labor knows, my long scythe whispered and left the hay to make. The Tuft of Flowers. I went to turn the grass once, after one who mowed it in the dew before the sun. The dew was gone that made his blade so keen before I came to view the leveled scene. I looked for him behind an aisle of trees. I listened for his whetstone on the breeze. But he had gone his way, the grass all mown, and I must be, as he had been, alone. As all must be, I said within my heart, whether they work together or apart. But as I said it, swift there passed me by on noiseless wing a bewildered butterfly, seeking with memories grown dim o'er night some resting flower of yesterday's delight. And once I marked his flight go round and round, as where some flower lay withering on the ground, and when he flew as far as I could see, and then, on tremulous wing, he came back to me. I thought of questions that have no reply, and would have turned to toss the grass to dry, but he turned first, and led my eye to look at a tall tuft of flowers beside a brook, a leaping tongue of bloom the scythe had spared, beside a reedy brook the scythe had bared. The mower in the dew had loved them thus, by leaving them to flourish, not for us, nor yet to draw one thought of ours to him, but from sheer morning gladness at the brim. The butterfly and I had lit upon, nevertheless, a message from the dawn. That made me hear the wakening birds around, and hear his long scythe whispering to the ground, and feel a spirit kindred to my own, so that henceforth I worked no more alone, but glad with him I worked as with his aid, and weary, sought at noon with him the shade, and dreaming, as it were, held brotherly speech with one whose thought I had not hoped to reach. Men work together, I told him from the heart, whether they work together or apart. Thanks for listening to Echoes of America. The theme music was performed by the Elizabethtown College Saxophone Quartet, directed by Beverly Butts, and is from the recording The Sounds of Elizabethtown. And I'm Nathan Matias, asking you until next time, keep reading and have fun.